What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. March is Women's History Month. Since the earliest days of the Avenue, women have played a huge role in shaping the neighborhood's musical legacy. So in honor of Women's History Month, on this week's show, we'll be listening to an hour of historic recordings from the women of Indiana Avenue. Let's get things started with one of the most important historic recordings associated with Indiana Avenue. In July of 1923, vocalist Nina Reeves recorded Indiana Avenue Blues at the Jeanette Records Studio in Richmond, Indiana. Indiana Avenue Blues is perhaps the earliest surviving document of the Indiana Avenue sound. Beyond that, it's also among the first wave of blues records ever cut. This is Nina Reeves with Indiana Avenue Blues.
I lost a man I don't like. It's more than I can bear. Once I was happy, life and gay. Life to me was one sweet song. But since my man has gone and acted this way, I sure can't stand it long.
That was Nina Reeves with her 1923 recording, Indiana Avenue Blues. Up next, we'll hear three more important early blues records from the Avenue. Pianist Dorothy Rice is best remembered for her partnership with the legendary Neptown blues guitarist Scrapper Blackwell. We'll hear her 1935 recording, Texas Stomp. Vocalist Allura Mack was an important part of the Indiana Avenue community during the 1920s. We'll hear her 1929 recording, Loose Like That. Vocalist and guitarist B. Booz was an important figure in the development of R&B music. Booz made Naptown her home during the 1950s. We'll hear her influential 1942 hit, C.C. Rider. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're observing Women's History Month by listening to historically important recordings featuring the women of Indiana Avenue. Up next, we'll hear four hot rhythm and blues tunes from Indiana Avenue. Band leader and keyboardist Christine Chapman was a star on the Avenue during the 1940s. Chapman was affiliated with the Ferguson Brothers Indiana Avenue Talent Agency. We'll hear her 1954 release, Run, Gal, Run. Fort Wayne native Anna Mae Winburn played some of her first professional gigs here in Naptown. Winburn is best remembered for leading the all-women orchestra known as the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. We'll hear her 1951 recording, Big Steel Blues. After that, we'll hear music from two Indiana Avenue R&B greats. From 1954, we'll hear Iona Wade with That Man of Mine. And after that, we'll hear Tiny Brown singing Good Lookin' Fellow, recorded in 1950.
I went to see my man the other night. I didn't know he was mad and we got in a fight. He's been acting funny for a day or two. I thought that's cut off and I flew.
Run, girl.
I am running.
Run, girl.
Is he behind me?
Run, girl.
He brought Johnny. Now that you get back where I started from.
Be careful with the one you love. Be careful with your money. Be careful with the one you love. Cause a real good deal ain't nothing but a great big steal. Put a safety on your man, a safety on your automobile.
I took my man to the show one night, cause I had nothing else to do. I fell asleep when the news came on, and when I woke up, my man and my dollar was gone. I raised so much sand, and old lady said, "Hoo-wee, she's no got no sense." But you'd even holler if somebody stole your dollar, especially the last one you had on hand. That man of mine, well, that man of mine, that pretty man.
He is fine. He's so tall and dark, and his talking sure is sweet. And when it smiles, he makes my life seem so sweet. I've got a good little fella, and he stole my heart away. He's got so much class, and knows the right thing to say. He's so good looking, everything goes away. So fine and mellow, finally charm, sweet little devil, you could call.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're observing Women's History Month by listening to historically important recordings featuring the women of Indiana Avenue. Vocalist Mildred Cummings is better known to R&B fans as Little Miss Cornchucks. Cummings was born in Dayton, Ohio, but spent much of her life here in Naptown. Let's listen to her classic 1952 recording, Try a Little Tenderness.
I may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. Oh, but while I'm weary, try a little tenderness.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music celebrating Women's History Month after this break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. March is Women's History Month. Since the earliest days of the Avenue, women have played an important role in shaping the neighborhood's musical legacy. In honor of Women's History Month, on this week's show, we're listening to an hour of historic recordings from the women of Indiana Avenue. Up next, we'll hear four cuts featuring Avenue singers who blurred the lines between rhythm and blues and jazz. We'll start with a track from Crispus Attucks graduate Sarah McLawler. We'll hear Sarah's 1952 single, Love, Sweet Love. After that, we'll hear a rare 1956 live recording featuring vocalist Debbie Andrews performing I Should Care with guitarist Wes Montgomery. From 1952, we'll hear the great Flo Garvin singing I'm on the Outside Looking In. And we'll end this set with a 1953 recording from Helen Fox titled Empty Bed.
I should go around weeping. I should care. I should go without sleeping.
Miss, and you're his missus, me he looks at, but it's you he kisses, you're in his arms, his life is yours, and I'm on the outside looking in, you fetch his slippers.
Last night when I got loaded, I didn't get home till 5. Came sneaking in the back door 'cause I wanted to stay alive. Woke up this morning with the blues all around my head. 'Cause when I
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're observing Women's History Month by listening to historically important recordings featuring the women of Indiana Avenue. Let's hear two more jazz cuts featuring the voices of legendary Avenue women. From 2003, we'll hear the Hampton Sisters with Unforgettable. After that, we'll hear Aretha Bush singing This Better Earth, released in the year 2000.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. Though near or
We couldn't end this tribute to the women of Indiana Avenue without featuring some of the great soul music vocalists of the 60s and 70s. So up next, we'll hear three classic soul music cuts from the Avenue. Let's start with singer Lois Blaine's 1961 release, I Need You So. After that, we'll hear the Pearls with Can I Call You Baby from 1969. And we'll end this set with Josephine Cheatham of the Sentimentals singing I Know You Too Well from 1970.
I need you so.
To my friends, now it's you they give. For just one moment of you, they give up their wigs, begging and pleading to get in a word. Honey, you'd be surprised at all I've heard.
Thanks for joining us for this special Women's History Month edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We'll end this week's show with music from Debbie Nelson, one of the great living legends of the Avenue. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I really, really don't care.
Really don't care.
One day I'll hold you in my arms again. I'll keep searching.
Searching.